Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 7, 11, and 24. It's Friday morning, man. I'm so happy about that. Almost quitting time. Well, not really. Still got a while, but with you, I'm going to get through it okay. And tons of caffeine, basically. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, the folks at Forbes just crunched the numbers and determined that Mark Wahlberg, that's right, old Marky Mark, is the most overpaid actor in Hollywood. The Studley star, that's words from the news story, not mine, isn't exactly box office poison, but his salary is so high that he cuts into the profit margin on just about every flick he makes. Wahlberg raked in a total of $68 million for the year, losing money on several films and barely breaking even on Deepwater Horizon and Patriot's Day. Christian Bale was named the second most overpaid actor for starring in The Promise, the worst performing wide release of 2017. The film reportedly earned back barely one-tenth of its $90 million production budget. It's crazy. According to a new study, women are totally into muscular guys. Researchers had women rating photos of men and found that overwhelmingly, guys with popping pecs and strong shoulders got the highest marks. The women in the study were also attracted to tall guys and lean guys, but strength was a bigger deal to them. So I guess it's time to start hitting the gym, you know, maybe after the new year. But yeah, oh sure, ladies, men are the shallow ones, right? Yeah, we're the ones that only care about looks. Pfft, whatever, you're just as bad, if not worse than us. Because to be honest, guys will usually settle for an ugly one every once in a while. Just depends on bar time and how much you've had to drink. Every year, a group of movie experts calling themselves the National Film Registry picks 25 films to be preserved by the Library of Congress. The batch they chose for 2017 includes the Christmas classic Die Hard, along with other notables like Field of Dreams and Goonies and Memento. Titanic also made the cut, which has reignited debate about whether or not there's enough room on the floating door for both Jack and Rose to survive at the end of the movie. There is. I don't care what the director, was it Spielberg or James Cameron? I don't care what the director says. There was enough room. There's enough room. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?